The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission.
Overview of cycle time. The time it takes to do a process is called cycle time. In addition to cycle time, you may hear several other variations of the term. Operator cycle time, machine cycle time, or automatic machine time. Let's move right away into a deeper discussion about cycle time. Lean, and for that matter, all continuous improvement philosophies, place a tremendous emphasis on time. After all, it is a component to one of the key operational metrics that many companies use to determine performance, productivity. This is a side note, productivity can be measured in many ways. One of the most common is units per labor hour. Many lean terms are used in slightly different ways by different people. Cycle time is one of them. One definition you might hear is that cycle time is the time between the completion of one unit and the completion of the next unit. What's the problem with that? Well, sometimes an operator finishes her work early and has to wait to start the next one. In practice, that definition means that cycle time will always equal the time between shifts of an assembly line, most likely set equal to tack time. Plus, all the cycle times would be identical on that line. Those who use this definition, though, often break it into two smaller components. Processing time, the time an operator is actually working, and wait time. So if you looked at it as an equation, it would be cycle time equals processing time plus wait time. The more common definition of cycle time is the equivalent of processing time in that equation, the start to finish time of an individual unit. As long as you understand the concepts, don't worry too much about which definition is right. Just make sure you know the usage at your company to prevent misunderstandings. So let's talk about an actual example of this. Do you remember the clip of the old I Love Lucy show? The one where she's working on a chocolate assembly line? In the episode, you can see in an amusing way how cycle time and tack time interact. Lucy and Ethel are working in a chocolate factory and have to wrap chocolates moving along a conveyor in front of them. Initially, the pace is rather slow. Presumably, the conveyor is running at the speed that matches tack time. Its speed is set so the chocolate passes Lucy every 3 seconds. If she was working alone, she'd have to be able to wrap each piece within 3 seconds to keep up. Since Ethel was with her, she only has to do every other piece, so she's got 6 seconds. If it takes her 3 seconds, she's got a 3-second cycle time, or processing time, and 3 seconds of wait time. To get a few laughs, eventually, the line speeds up. In reality, this happens when customer demand rises. At some point, Lucy realizes that she can't keep up, and chocolate starts flying. In your workplace, the effect is more subtle, but the same thing happens. When a pace is faster than the cycle time, workers can't keep up with demand. On the flip side, if the cycle time is much lower than tack time, the operator will be standing around. Not a very efficient situation. The goal is to balance cycle time to tack time. Cycle time words of warning. Using the wrong term creates confusion. You say one thing, and others hear something else. Make sure you know the accepted definitions of the terms in your company. Regardless of the definition that you use, make sure you understand how people and machines interact and how their current processes stack up against the tack time. This cycle time entry focuses on the time it takes a person to do a job. Many times, a worker will be using a machine. Make sure you understand how operator cycle time relates to machine time, also called machine cycle time, or to automatic machine cycle time.
A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.